And now dictation for Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Baker, B-A-K-E-R, May 1153, address as a letter to Dr. Jinu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Jinu, follow up for Mrs. Baker with chronic kidney disease. She has neurodegenerative disorder, multi-system atrophy. She uses a walker. Has Parkinson, postural blood pressure changes. Doing salt and fluid restriction on diuretic 60 milligrams per day. Uses oxygen and BiPAP machine at night. Nebulizers, inhalers has recently been increased. Follows cardiology, Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N for CHF. And pulmonologist in Midland. An emergency room visit within the last 2 weeks requiring nebulizer, no heart attack, pneumonia. Prior cardiac cath, October 2022. No major narrowing of the arteries. Has a pacemaker. Prior problems of pancreatitis, colitis. Other review system right now is negative. Next paragraph. Medication list review. I will highlight the vitamin D125. Midodrine for low blood pressure. Anticoagulation with Eliquis. Antiarrhythmics with propafenone. Has been on diuretics and potassium replacement, magnesium replacement, bisoprolol, tolerating Jardiance, J-A-R-D-I-A-N-C-E, cholesterol diabetes management. Next paragraph today, blood pressure, excuse me, weight 218. Overweight, tremors at rest, alert orientation 3, walker, minor JBD, normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. There is a pacemaker, normal S1, S2. I do not hear localized valves, consolidation, pleural effusion. Obesity of the abdomen, trace peripheral edema, and cyanosis on the legs from legs sitting position. She has fallen multiple times from her neurological disease, including problems of ataxia. She's incontinent of urine and wears pads at night, underwear, disposable underwear. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.7, stable or improved, present GFR 31, stage 3B to 4, PTH elevated. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Recent sodium potassium normal, bicarbonate elevated. Normal albumin, calcium in the upper side. GFR32, liver function test, minor increase of ALT, alkaline phosphatase, normal bilirubin. This is emergency room visit with a negative troponin, lactic acid, inflammatory parameters, and normal magnesium. Urine analysis negative for blood or protein. The most recent echo is from January 2022. Ejection fraction at 47%. A pace reading, stage 1 diastolic dysfunction, right ventricle considered normal, chambers were not dilated, no major valve abnormalities, no pericardial effusion, normal pulmonary pressure. I reviewed the cardiac cath from October 2022. At that opportunity, ejection fraction was normal at 60%. Again, no valve abnormalities and normal coronary arteries without stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD stage 3B to 4. Not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis. Previously, no obstruction or urinary retention. Given her neurological problem, we need to be very attentive for potential urinary retention developing over time. Continue chemistries on a regular basis. Continue pressing medications. I don't see any nephrotoxic area. Next number, neurodegenerative disease, multi-system organ failure. Next number, autonomic dysfunction on treatment. Next number, pacemaker, anticoagulation, antiarrhythmics. Next number, normal ejection fraction on cardiac cath. Next number, normal coronary arteries. Next number, anticoagulation. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Continue pressing vitamin D125. Next number, exposure to antiarrhythmics, propafenone. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. This was prolonged visit.